Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Tony Peet. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Phelps. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Phelps. And now, play ball. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Ostermüller covering, for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phelps fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Werber steals second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Almada. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Simmons moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Hayes moves to third. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. Phelps hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phelps fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Dykes steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball towards right. Almada catches it and throws to home to double up Dykes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a pop-up towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Cook reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe throws the ball into Pete who tags Cook trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Phelps, and towards Hayes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with Phelps covering, for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington, who is chasing the ball. Cronin reaches third base with a triple. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Werber reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo is walked intentionally. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a line drive beyond third. Pete can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Farrell scores. Werber moves to third. Melillo moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-2 in the game. Ostermüller is hit by the pitch. Werber scores. Melillo moves to third. Dahlgren moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Dahlgren scores. Ostermüller moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-3 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to third. Werber moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-4 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shea is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.